Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Hyperpolitics: Extreme Politicization Without Political Consequences by Anton Jaeger is a work of contemporary political theory and political culture analysis, published by Verso. It examines a central paradox of the present politics, appears to saturate everyday life, public discourse, media, consumer choices, and cultural identity. Yet this intensity often produces little durable institutional change. Jaeger places this condition after both the mass politics of the 20th century and the post-Cold War belief that ideological conflict had largely ended. The book describes an age marked by protest, culture war, viral outrage, and moral urgency, but also by weakened parties, unions, civic associations, and strategic organizations. Its purpose is not to offer a detailed program for reform, but to name and clarify a political atmosphere in which expression has become easier than collective power. The result is a compact diagnosis of why contemporary engagement can feel constant, emotionally charged, and politically inconclusive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the shift from mass politics to fragmented hyperpolitical activity. A central topic in hyperpolitics is the historical movement away from the mass politics that shaped much of the 20th century. In that earlier model, political identity was often mediated through parties, unions, churches, newspapers, workplaces, and durable civic organizations. These structures were not simply channels for opinion. They created habits of membership, discipline, negotiation, and long-term pressure on institutions. Jaeger contrasts this with the present, where political feeling is widespread, but organizational infrastructure is thinner. People may react strongly to events, join demonstrations, repost causes, or enter cultural disputes. Yet these acts often occur outside stable forms of collective coordination. The argument matters because it changes how participation should be understood. High visibility does not necessarily equal high power. A society can be intensely politicized at the level of language and identity, while lacking the organizational capacity to transform policy, class relations, or state priorities. Jaeger therefore treats hyperpolitics not as apathy, but as a different and more unstable condition. Many people are politically alert, but fewer are embedded in institutions able to convert alertness into durable consequences. Secondly, the afterlife of the end of history in a restless public sphere. Jaeger situates hyperpolitics in relation to the post-Cold War period, when liberal democracy and market society were often presented as the final horizon of political development. The book argues that this so-called post-political mood did not last in a simple form, rather than producing stable consensus. It helped generate a strange successor condition in which politics returned everywhere, but often without the machinery that once gave political conflict structure. The result is not a revival of classical ideological struggle, but a restless public sphere shaped by unresolved grievances, symbolic conflict, and weak channels of representation. This framing is important because it avoids the simple claim that people today are merely depoliticized. Jaeger instead shows that the end of history thesis left behind institutions and expectations poorly suited to renewed conflict. When crises of inequality, climate, war, identity, and legitimacy returned to public life, they entered a landscape already emptied of many collective forms. Hyperpolitics is therefore presented as politics after the end of history, a period in which conflict is unmistakable, but its institutional form remains fragile and often ineffective. Thirdly, digital outrage and culture war as substitutes for organized power. The book gives particular attention to the way contemporary political life is shaped by rapid circulation, online visibility, and cultural conflict. Digital platforms make it easier for grievances to spread, causes to become emotionally charged, and public identities to harden around political signals. Yet this acceleration can also weaken the relationship between attention and consequence. Causes flare quickly, attract intense moral language, and then disappear into the next controversy before institutions are forced to respond. Jaeger does not reduce the problem to technology alone, but digital life provides one of the main environments in which hyperpolitics becomes visible. Culture war follows a similar pattern. It keeps politics constantly present in language, media, taste, consumption, and personal identity, but often shifts energy away from strategic questions about organization, leverage, and decision-making power. The reasoning is that outrage can create a sense of participation without necessarily creating capacity. People may feel politically engaged because they are continuously exposed to political content, but exposure is not the same as membership, bargaining strength, legal change, or mass organization. Hyperpolitics names this gap between intensity of discourse and weakness of effect. Fourthly, mobilization without strategic coordination or institutional impact. Another major theme is the difference between mobilization and political consequence. Jaeger analyzes an era in which streets and screens can fill rapidly, as seen in many recent movements and protest waves. But where the translation of participation into structural change remains uncertain, the issue is not that protests are meaningless. Rather, the book asks what happens when events become central, while objectives, institutions, and strategies remain secondary. A march, strike, occupation, hashtag, or boycott may create visibility and solidarity, but it must connect to decision points if it is to alter policy or redistribute power. Hyperpolitics describes the frequent breakdown of this connection. Political energy becomes episodic. It rises around moments of crisis, tragedy, or scandal, then disperses before durable organization is built. This diagnosis helps explain why contemporary politics can feel simultaneously active and stagnant. The public sphere is large, but civic engagement may be shallow. Moral clarity can be intense, but tactical coordination weak. Jaeger pushes readers to distinguish between participation as expressive presence and politics as the organized pursuit of outcomes. That distinction is one of the book's most practical intellectual contributions. Lastly, a diagnostic rather than programmatic account of contemporary politics, hyperpolitics stands out partly because it is primarily a diagnosis. Jaeger names a condition, reconstructs its historical background, and clarifies its symptoms, but he does not present a detailed manual for escaping it. This is both a strength and a limitation. The strength is conceptual precision by focusing on description and analysis. The book gives readers a vocabulary for experiences that are often felt but poorly understood: constant political talk, endless emergencies, moralized consumption, public outrage, and minimal structural transformation. The limitation is that readers looking for a direct strategy may find the book restrained. It implies the need to rebuild forms of collective power, but it does not fully specify how parties, unions, civic associations, or movements should be renewed under present conditions. This restraint is intellectually significant because it resists easy solutions. Jaeger treats hyperpolitics as a broad historical and social condition, not as a problem that can be solved by better messaging or individual willpower. The book, therefore, works best as a map of the impasse. It clarifies why familiar modes of activism can fail and why any serious alternative must confront organization, duration, and institutional leverage. In conclusion, hyperpolitics is most useful for readers interested in political theory, contemporary social movements, media culture, activism, and the crisis of representation in liberal democracies. It will appeal to academics and students, but also to politically engaged general readers who sense that public life has become more charged without becoming more effective. Its practical value lies in helping readers separate political expression from political power. By naming the gap between visibility and consequence, the book encourages a more sober view of protest, online participation, moral performance, and culture war. Its intellectual benefit is a clear framework for understanding why the present feels saturated with politics, while durable institutions appear weaker than before. Compared with many books on polarization, populism, or digital media, Jaeger emphasizes the historical loss of collective infrastructure rather than focusing only on misinformation, bad leaders, or platform incentives. Compared with activist manifestos, it is less prescriptive and more analytic. That restraint may frustrate readers seeking a program, but it is also what makes the book distinctive. It does not promise a simple cure for contemporary political exhaustion. Instead, it defines the problem with unusual clarity. A society can talk, signal, and mobilize constantly while lacking the organized means to change the distribution of power. If you would like to support Anton Jaeger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.